StoryCorps is an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. StoryCorps Out Loud is dedicated to preserving the often unheard voices of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Throughout the fall, we'll hear stories recorded in Alabama. Here, Neil Rafferty talks to his partner Mike Rudolph about their emotions before Mike's deployment to Iraq.
The night before you left, I remember you driving me home, dropping me off at the cul-de-sac. Then I remember you driving away, going back up the street from the cul-de-sac, and I just
dropped to your knees.
I couldn't see anything. My eyes were filled with tears pouring down. I've never cried that hard in my
life. That image was stuck in my head my entire deployment. I can still see it today. I remember sitting in the bed, literally, I mean, already a combat veteran, crying in my mother's arms and not being able to tell her exactly why I'm crying.
That was the worst part. I couldn't tell my mom. I had to just stay outside until I could stop crying. But you didn't see me crying, did you?
I saw you drop to your knees.
Oh, from your rearview mirror or something?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I knew that. But yeah, that was tough, not being able to tell anybody what was going on, especially on my side. I'd write you letters and sign them as Lisa, just in case they were ever found.
Yeah, and they were. And I would tell people about Lisa. And then I would show pictures of my ex-girlfriend, Lisa.
And so that this is the girl writing me letters.
And
that's hilarious.
And the whole time, and, you know, and honestly, at that moment, I never imagined our relationship to last.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I told you that before or not.
Well, I just remember that it was easy for me. I was resolved to stay faithful and to wait for you and your return. You were worried about not being able to come back. I was not worried about that. But I do remember you did not call me for like upwards of 3 weeks. And I'm freaking out.
And you can't call my mom either.
Right. I can't call your mom to see if she's heard from you or anything like that. And I just remember one day finally crying into my mother's arms. And she was asking what was going on. And I told her I haven't heard from Mike. It's so long. I've been really worried about him. And she was like, why are you so worried about him? And I said, because I love him. Because I love him. And that was when I came out to my mother. She just held me and said that she knew already that we weren't nearly as sneaky as we thought we were.
Neil Rafferty and Mike Rudolph met online and have been together for 11 years. Neil later joined Mike in the Marines. They now live in Birmingham. This interview was recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were produced and edited by WBHM's Michael Crowell. I'm Amy Sedlis.